Capricorn Studios in Macon is scheduled to reopen for recording early in 2020, but a concert Tuesday is aimed to kick off the celebration of the rebirth of the place where Southern rock was born. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more from backstage at Soundcheck for the show at Macon's City Auditorium. Back in the green room at a little after 3, Tommy Talton and Dwayne Betts were meeting for the first time to play through the Allman Brothers classic Little Martha. Talton first came to Capricorn Studios between 1970 and 1974 to record with his band Cowboy.
Those 4 years, it was like we all had our little fort in the woods that we would go spend most. If we weren't on the road, we were there.
Born in 1978, Betts missed the Capricorn heyday when his dad, Dickie Betts, played with the Allman Brothers. But when Rolling Stones keyboardist Chuck Lavelle asked him to play this concert, Betts couldn't refuse.
Yeah, I mean, anytime Chuck asks you to do something, that's pretty cool.
Talton says a renovated Capricorn signals a return to older ways of making music.
I was afraid that in the past 15 years that studios might be disappearing there for a while. Everybody thought they could do it all in their bedroom.
But Talton says making music was always better with friends. Tickets for the Capricorn concert are sold out, but the studios will be ready to roll tape again by January 2nd, 2020. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.